v'taynoi. The klal is like this. Anytime you have a tarubas of min b'sheinim minoi, one min, that's a different from the other type. In other words, you could tell the difference in taste. Like this piece of meat here of pigul and noisom, if it would be three different types of meat, so rather than since you could taste the meat, it would not be bottled. Then it's for time, as long as you could taste the tam, tam is midiraisa, tam kika, and you get malchus for it. But min b'minoi b'rubai, but if it's the same type of a meat, that's what Shlokhich's case we're talking about here. You have three pieces of meat, all the same taste. There's one kizayis that had a nisa pigal on it, one kizayis had a nisa noisa, and one kizayis had a nisa tamay. But they all tasted alike. So since there's no din noisin tam here, here we say min b'minoi, the din is b'rubai, that has brought the brave. That was Shlokhich's kiddush. That when you eat these three pieces together, you do not get malchus, because maybe a small part of the pigul was bottle bereiv in the noisa, and here there's no dinoisa in time. It's min b'min, min b'minoi. Therefore, it's bottle bereiv. Therefore, we do not give you malchus. Min b'sheino minoi. Let's say like when some meat falls into potatoes, and there, as long as it's noisa in time, and echnami, then it would be us, and maybe even you get a malchus. Now the Gemara is the question: Finishayer min b'minoi, kemin b'sheinem minoi. Even by min b'minoi, why do we say it's botel chad betray? There should be a din that you should have to have as if it was einem minoi, and like you should have to have 60 times as much. Rashi's mash mitzvah makash achum midrabbanan, and that's the ma'aseh, the way we hold it. Midrabbanan will machmir even on a min b'minoi that it needs like shishim. But Tosafos says here the Gemara's question is that even midiraisa. Midiraisa, the Gemara is asking the question now. Even in the case where min b'minoi, where it's not nois in tam, still it should be also, we should consider it as if it's sein minoi. What's the raya? The Tanan, because we learned in our Mishnah. Nisar v'yayin, if the dam of kochim get mixed up with the yayin, so really it's min b'minoi should be bottle. Still the Mishnah says, no, the dam is not bottle, but rather roya noisa kiel humayim. We look as if the wine is water, and as long as the blood would give it a chazus, a look, a color, into the water, we say it's not bottle. So here you see that even though min b'mina should be bottle, there's always this chumrah to make it as if it's ein minoi. So Mara says, no, it's not the pshan, the Mishnah, no. The Mishnah means to say, roya noisa ledam, kilu mine, means the opposite. The Mishnah means to say, well, look as if the dam was turned into water, and therefore the water would be bottle. Meaning to say that the dam is puzzle, the dam is bottle. When the dam falls into yayin, it's like min b'minoi, it becomes bottle chad betray. So just means to say, we look as if the blood turned into water, meaning that it's puzzle. For a Gemara Yachiv, so, bottle mi boile. Should have said the swar is that it's bottle. Should have said that the dam becomes bottle in the yayin. That's what it should have said. So what does the Mishnah have to say in the sar of the yayin? What do you need this for? Let it just say, when the dam falls into yayin, it's bottle. What's the barichas here that roynoisai? Mash mechlili it's swara that it's not bottle. But adrab, it would look as if it's water, and as long as there would have been a chazus of yayin, of dam, it's like a not bottle. So here you see, we give the chumra of min b'minoi like it's a shein b'minoi. The yoyit secondly also tiny learned like this. The yoyit tiny learned. Rabbi Yudu says clearly, like we'll soon see, that Rabbi Yudu Aimer, Royin Oisoi Kiluhu Yain Edoim. Yes, you look as if this blood is red, look as if it's red Yain Kiluhu Yain Edoim. I mean to say, Imdeyu Mareyu, if it gets a little bit light, if the color changes a little bit light to the lighter side, then kosher, v'yimlav posel. But if not, it's taka posel. And we'll soon explain, so you see here, again, it's not bottle. Then min b'mina, we give the chumrah as if it's min b'shein amino, and we say it's not bottle. Now, what is this halakha of Rabbi Yehuda? So it says like this. So first of all, the Gemara answers, enechna mitanoi, atayas taka samachlekes tanoim. Our time holds that way. But this halach here, that we say that min b'minoi is bottle, is taka machlokes tanoim. Where's the tanoi? The tanoi will not like this. Tali sheyesh po yayin lovin. If you have a deli, a bucket, a pitcher, the Rashi says that's tamei. The deli, the bucket, is tamei. And inside it now, you have white wine. Sheyeshba yayin lovin. There's some white wine in the pitcher. Oichalov, or else you have some milk. Vetviloi, and now you put this into the mikvah. So lamaisa, the deli is tamei. But the question is, wine or milk inside Sheviyachatitza. It does not let the main mikvah, the water, come into the kli to matire the water. Unless we'll say the yayin or the milk is like bottle to the water to the main mikvah. Then it's kosher. So what's halacha? It sounds like this. Vetviloi, and you were tova right now, this deli. This tamadika deli you put into the mikvah. And inside the deli, inside the pitcher, there's some white wine, which looks like water. Or else there's some milk. It also looks like water. So it says, Holchamacha Rav, we go after the Rav. In other words, it's considered min beninoi. And therefore, if you have more water coming in than there is white wine, it's bottle. And then the tefillah would be good. So Tanakama holds min beninoi is bottle. As long as there's rave water here, you go after the rave. Rabbi Yudai says no. Rabbi Yudai mer, Rayin oisai kinu yayin edoim. We look as if it's red wine. And therefore now when the water, we look as if this wine, even though really it's white wine, it's min bemino with the water, we say no, it's not bottle. But we look as if it's red wine. And now water comes in. Sim deyum areyu kosher. If when the water comes in, it takes away for the redness of the wine, it looks a little bit lighter now, therefore it's kosher. Then we say it's bottle. But if you have bottle, even though you have more water coming in than the wine, but we look as if this wine is an enaminoi. You see, according to Rabbi Yudah, we make a min beminoi into an enaminoi. And the way Taisus learns, this is a chumri midiraisa. This is a din midiraisa. So Moshe ben Achlam, it's a machlokes anoyim. The Tanakhama says, you did not say this swara. It's only Rabbi Yudah that says this swara. Senechnami, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yudah, but Laloch by Stoys is like a Chachamim. Now the more is the question, Raminu have a question, says Laloch of Deli. Again, you have this picture that was Tommy. Shumole Roikin. It's full of Roik, it's full of spit. Vetvilon, and now you put it into the mikvah. And again, the Shadar is it bottled to the water that it's called a good tefillah? Or do we consider, no, as if there's right there, and that's called a chatzitza. It's like you didn't make a tefillah. And the Rashi says, sh'arayk avu. We're talking about that the spit is thick. V'chaitzis b'fnei amayim. It's called a chatzitza. So the shaila is a bottle to the water or not? So here it says, what? Deli sh'umolei reikin v'tefillahi kilu le'tovel. It's considered like you didn't make a tefillah. Why? Because it's called a chatzitza and it's not bottle. See, even though really it's like min b'minoi, we make it look like it's not minoi. Kilu letovel. What about meiraglayim? Let's say the pitcher is full of meiraglayim. So, roi noisai kilu hein mayim. We look as if it's water. And if there'll be more water, it'll be bought of a roif. And Rashi speaks out, even though meiraglayim, the urine looks a little bit different than regular water, but since lemais is called water, it's also called min b'minoi. And therefore, kiva them in my mainly boy ruba luftule el roi noisan. Therefore, we look as if it's water, and therefore, it's called a good tefillah. What's going to be? Yeah, so far the Brisa says like this: that if there's a roik there, spit, so pshat is like Rashi says, bechal it's not bottle, because it's a thick roik, it's a thick spit, and that's a chatzitza. Therefore, it's kilu leitovel. Mashenkin, if you made a tefillah, and inside it is meraglayim, since the meraglayim is a min, it's min b'mina with water, therefore it's bottled to the water, and therefore we say the tefillah is a good tefillah. M'rei noisen kilo ein mayim, and it's a good tefillah. What's going to be mole mechatis? Again, you have this pitcher that's tamei, and inside it there's mechatis. So, ad sheyirbo hamayim ha-mechatis, that it's only called a good tefillah, if you have more water there than mechatis. Rashi says, "Hoyu ve'inava tomo v'chashivi mishum tesayu le'bot li'ela barubai." Here it wouldn't become bottle unless you have rive water in there. There's before this one by meraglayim. As soon as some water even touches the mikvah, it's like right away bottle to the mikvah. So even though you don't have rive water coming in, even though the whole pitcher may be full of meraglayim, but the ma'aseh is a din hashoka. As soon as you put it into the mikvah, as the main mikvah touches the main raglayim, it becomes part of the mikvah. But over here, since inside it's mechatis, and mechatis has a lock of an avatumah to it, therefore it's choshev, it's not bottles tam to the mikvah. Unless you have more water coming in, there has to be water coming in, that will be mevatol the mechatis. So Mor says, man shamad lehu, do we hear the yisle royin, that we say this svar of royin, that we see something, even though it's meraglayim, we look as if it's water. We have Yudah, that goes according to Yudah Shita. He said before, by this Yayin Lovin, we look as if it's Yayin Edom. Well, Ketani still says over here, Tisagle Beruba. Tirashi says it means by the case of Mechatis. When you have this pitcher full of Mechatis, so it says as long as you have Rav Mayim, it's enough. So we see by Min B'minoi, it's Bato Berubai. And we do not consider as if it's saying the meaning, as if it's Yayin Edom, to say L'chumra. So it's not a stira then. Here we see that Min B'min is enough. So of course should be a stira in Rabbi Yudah though. How come before Rabbi Yudah said L'chumra, we say look as if it's Yayin Edom, that it's not bottle. So Rabbi Yabai says L'kash, there's no stira. Hodidei, Hodirabei. One place Rabbi Yudah is saying according to his own shita, and one is saying according